You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning at 7:03. We just don't deserve weather this good. This is just a gorgeous start to our morning once again here for a Wednesday. 65 degrees, clear skies. We're going to warm back up to more summer-like temperatures today, but easy summer temperatures, low 90s, we're talking. The full forecast coming up in a moment. But of course, with a change of weather in the air, that means the state fair is near. And Dallas police are responding to some concerns about any possible ICE enforcement during this year's fair.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking about this, wondering, as the fair opens in just over 2 weeks, what's going to happen? And DPD commanders say they will be ready.
The Dallas Police Department doesn't operate units that specifically look for immigration status, but Deputy Chief Sam Ismail, who assists with security at the fair, says if they get a request for assistance from any outside agency, they would at least have to take a look.
When we get requests for assistance from whether local, state, or federal law enforcement agencies, will evaluate that request. As long as it's legal and lawful, we will assist them.
State fair leaders say they will follow the law, but at the same time want the fair to be a place where adults can be kids again and an event where people can come and forget about their problems for a while. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Follow News Radio 1080 KRLD on the free Odyssey app for the day's top stories delivered to your email inbox.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. It's a subject often shrouded in silence or secrecy, but now is the time to talk about it because September is Suicide Awareness Month, and KRLD's Russell Scott reports stopping a suicide could be as simple as talking about it.
Andrew Olive with MetroCare Services says that's important, especially if you know somebody who seems hopeless.
Is really disconnected from their sense of self and from other important people in their life. Those are the times that I would get most concerned about somebody potentially experiencing suicide thoughts.
If that person has a weapon, think about this. Ask if somebody can hold that weapon for a while.
So we're not talking about losing access to weapons entirely, but just for a period of time, can a trusted person keep that item safe?
We've got our Odyssey special tonight at 8 o'clock. It's called I'm Listening, and it's all about mental health and suicide awareness. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A person in Denton County has been diagnosed with West Nile virus.
The person lives in northwestern Denton County and has West Nile neuroinvasive disease, which is the more severe form. Health officials say it's the first human case of West Nile this year in Denton County, although they have detected the virus several times in the past few weeks. leeks and mosquitoes. Those insects spread the virus, so health officials are urging people to take steps to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. That includes draining standing water in gutters or bird baths that can serve as breeding areas for mosquitoes, and wearing long-sleeve shirts and using insect repellent. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott is expected to come out with an executive order to regulate consumable hemp products with THC. Now, this comes after the state legislature failed to do so. It's being reported that the order would restrict the sale of THC products to those only over the age of 21. No stores near schools, no marketing to kids. The Texas House and Senate failed to come to an agreement over regulations in the regular and special sessions. Rice University political scientist Mark Jones.
It may be that Abbott is trying to effectively avoid a third special session by using an executive order to regulate the industry, or it could merely be a stopgap measure until the legislature can reconvene for a third special session.
Governor Abbott's message, honestly, it's a lot like KRLD's. Stay tuned. Something may be happening soon.
Two Quinlan firefighters, a married couple, both in the hospital after their fire rig crashed and rolled.
The wife was driving the truck on its way to a call when it lost control on a curve and smashed into a tree across the street from Matthew McDaniel's home.
I thought it was 18-wheeler because it was so just mangled up. It didn't even look like a fire truck.
McDaniel says the woman was thrown from the wreckage. She and her firefighter husband were both rushed to the hospital. He in Greenville and she in Plano. Their injuries were reported to be not life-threatening. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Well, a newly released video shown during a House UFO hearing captures a MQ-9 drone, a U.S. drone, firing a Hellfire missile at a glowing orb off the coast of Yemen, only for the missile to bounce off of it, and the object just continued unscathed. Military witnesses voice shock, noting no known U.S. technology could survive such an impact. It's unknown whether or not shooting a missile at a UFO is a wise thing to do. DART plans on cutting back service in 2026 to help close a budget shortfall. The reductions will affect bus, light rail, and paratransit service starting in January. We're told that there's no truth to claims that ICE is working at the State Fair of Texas. Leaders say the agency has no role at the event and emphasize that the fair remains a welcoming place for everybody.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Matt, am I glad you're joining us. It's 7:22 now on the KRLD Morning News. A matinee game today with the Rangers and the Brewers. 1:30. You didn't get tickets for $13.
Could have some brews and see the brew.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, honestly.
Yeah.
As we kick off our 20-minute Morning Briefing, I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's Only All News Morning Show, 7:22.
Yes, it is. 22 after 7, and despite some very public opposition.
Y'all not affected. Y'all have cars. Y'all have Ubers. We the poor people have to depend on public transportation. And if y'all cut this, just know that y'all are some evil people.
Well, starting January 19th of next year, DART riders will see fewer buses and trains. The agency's board approves a plan to eliminate 7 bus routes. Peak hour frequency will be reduced on rail and buses, and also they're adjusting GoLink service zones as well. DART leaders say the move is necessary to manage costs from the Silver Line project. That's the new project that heads through the north part of the Metroplex and ends at DFW Airport. And also, they've got tight budget limits as well, projecting $24 million in annual savings. Advocates warning the cuts will disproportionately impact minority riders. Texas A&M's president fires an English professor the day after he removes a dean and a department head. Bill Oliver has more.
Mark Walsh posted a letter on his website that said the personnel actions were the result of the College of Arts and Sciences continuing to teach content that was inconsistent with the published course description. Walsh says this isn't about academic freedom, it's about academic responsibility. Our degree programs and courses go through extensive approval processes, and we must ensure that what we ultimately deliver to students is consistent with what was approved. Bill Oliver, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080, KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Hi, good morning, all. Happy hump day. So in just over an hour, the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, everybody else is going to start trading. When that happens, Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle, will see his personal net worth leapfrog over Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. And as his net worth increases something over $70 billion in one day, he will be within $20 billion of Elon Musk.
Do you think we'll see a trillionaire in our lifetime?
We may. Anyway, we may by 3 o'clock this afternoon, the way this thing is going. This is just unbelievable. I mean, we're talking about a net worth of something in excess of $364 billion for Larry Ellison. His company is just now, it's the poster child for artificial intelligence. They get enormous orders from Amazon and Google and Microsoft, multi-billion dollar cloud-based orders that is going to cause that stock to surge. So one more thing. So yesterday at the close, Oracle was $241 a share. I mean, it's already up 44% this year. $241 a share, all right? This morning, it's projected to open at $318 per share. Now, enough of that. Wall Street is sort of whistling through the graveyard. The economic news yesterday was miserable. Job growth was adjusted downward sharply for a 12-month period that didn't even incorporate all the tariff fears that started in April. And yet, we closed with new all-time highs of the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ. Now, there were more stocks down than up. There were about 1,000 more stocks down than up, but the averages are doing well. This morning, the Dow looks lower by 64 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ are being goosed by that big gain coming in Oracle. S&P looks up 24, and the NASDAQ looks up 76. Shortly, we will get the second most important numbers of the week. That is wholesale inflation, the producer price index. We know the Fed will be watching, and we will too. Crude's up 68 cents, 62.74. Gold's up $7 even, 36.89.20. And the 10-year rate is up a little bit in anticipation of those numbers, 4.09% on the 10-year. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And I was trying to decide yesterday if I could get just a burrito or if I could opt for a burrito supreme. So I went with a normal burrito for
Mike
what it's
Rogers
worth.
Will take you to Allsips and get a deep fried one.
That sounds good. 727 now on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, the Plano City Council votes to raise the city's tax rate. Mayor Pro Tem Maria Tu says it's their first rate hike in 16 years.
Ever since I've been on council, we have always had no new revenue, and it's always been skin and teeth throughout the entire budget time.
She says they need to refill their emergency coffers and plan for rising costs. The rate for next year will be higher than this year, but it's not high enough to require a vote by the public in November. Your news continues for Blue Nail Roofing. Michael Hellman robs a home run, then hits one of his own as the Texas Rangers edge Milwaukee 5-4 in Arlington.
Swung on, hit high and deep to left center field. Going back is Collins. He's on the track. He's at the wall. He leaps. And it is history. Michael Hellman has done it again.
Manager Bruce Bochy sounds like a proud grandpa.
Have a good season. You need a surprise or two, and he certainly has been that for us and more, and terrific job again.
Wyatt Langford adds a go-ahead RBI triple. Kyle Higashioka, a run-scoring double to cap off that rally in the fifth inning. Texas has now won 13 of their last 17. Houston's lead in the AL West is down to just 2.5 games now.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.